Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode with me and Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Ascend with Sarah and Liz. And today we are picking up a topic that we've been experiencing a lot ourselves, and it's been very on the wall for a while. We've been speaking about it. And what would you call the topic for today, Liz?
Rise together.
Rise together. And how did this come about? Because this is a topic that you felt very passionate about. And when we were looking at the topics that we were going to have, and you said, like, no, I'm really feeling this one. I want to do this one next. And you were really feeling it. So we're going to start. Yeah, we're going to start with you and see where that inspiration came from.
Well, it came initially from the post that you had made, and you made a very beautiful Instagram post. I think it was even called Let's Rise Together. And it talked about how the time of the old energies of comparison and jealousy and kind of competition and taking each other down is over. It's time that we come together and rise together and lift each other up. And I feel this really deeply for a few reasons, and one of which is this energy of really coming together and encouraging each other, lifting each other up and celebrating when we win, as opposed to like taking each other down when we win. I'm particularly touched by it because I know what it's like to receive jealousy and projection and to receive people wanting to keep me stuck in old paradigms because that's more comfortable for them. And my, you know, your growth can sometimes threaten people that want to stay the same. And I also know what it's like to feel comparison and to feel jealousy and to feel envy because of internal wounds inside of me. So I think it's a really relevant topic as we're talking about stepping into a new reality, because I think it's really important to shift into a mindset where we are supporting and encouraging and loving each other and realizing that we're really all needed to step up because we have a lot to do. So it's only a benefit and it's only a win when you watch someone step into their power and start doing what they want to do. So I was moved by it because I felt it. And then I felt such relief that this is the community I'm stepping into with you, where I'm being encouraged and supported. And I thought it was a really good topic to discuss and really go into what these different emotions and energies mean and better ways to work with them so that we can rise together.
Yeah, that's so I mean, I remember I've been It's between women, I think this is a very common topic. And I know where I came from and what I've been up to in my life. And I haven't been, I mean, I've been engaging in these practices and these activities as well. And I remember when back in the days when I was, and I mean, it just comes from insecurity and self-worth and being afraid of your position and things like that. But then there's a fine line for being it being more calculated and vindictive also. But I think that there's a part that is very normalized, and then there's a limit, and only until you kind of cross that limit, it becomes something bad. But we kind of brush it off a lot with that it's normal human behavior and things like that, but that's not really true. And I'm realizing and learning that the implications and the imprints of these activities are much, much more, they're much stronger than I ever thought. So that's why when you wanted to bring up this topic, it's very big for me at the moment, because I'm looking very deeply and closely at the impact that I have on the world. And I sort of the layers of everything is very real and is very deep. So these are important energies to be aware of, both receiving, but also sending out.
And sometimes it's through the receiving, you realize, like, wow, I never want to do that to anyone because receiving, I think this is something people don't talk about that much, but receiving something like jealousy is deeply painful and deeply disorienting or disparaging or invalidating or something. But it's very painful to receive something like jealousy. So I know that when I felt that, and then if I feel, like I might feel jealousy towards someone, I'm like, no way. Do not project that out because you know what it feels like. So you definitely don't want to put that on someone else. So I like that you brought that in.
Yeah, I mean, we've been having our circles and discussions and groups and things like that over the years, with different women in it. And the theme has always been to encourage and empower, but also be very real and clear. It's not only the fluff or the bringing each other up. It's not only that. It's more camaraderie and realness, it feels like more on, like more direct, maybe.
Willingness to be honest. It's a big one.
Willingness to change, to grow, and realizing that we are all on that path. I mean, we spoke a little bit before we started, and you had a really good insights on why these things occur, and that we need to remember why. And this is not only with these types of emotions or energies or situations, and it's balancing the fact, like, where does the person come from, and what's actually going on. And
Should we do our opening grounding before we dive into this
yes.
topic? Okay, super cool. And it's good to be back with everyone. I feel like we took a little podcast break, so we're back. The energies were stirring a lot, and we kind of went with that and allowed a little space. And yeah, it's nice to be back and filming the podcast with everyone. Okay.
So good to see you.
Yeah. All right. So let's close our eyes. And touch some part of your body. Give yourself a little love and a little nourishment. Sarah and I both put on essential oils before class. And I mention this because even just smelling an essential oil can be a signal to your whole nervous system to calm down and that you're safe. I also want to mention that before the call, we touch in and we ground and we connect and we create a sanctuary space for everyone who will ever listen to the call to actually step into. So there's an invitation to step into this circle of light, this ceremonial space that has been created and will be there. For every person, when you come into this call, whenever you listen to it. So, just if you're willing, it's like opening a door and stepping into this beautiful ceremonial space together. That's it. Nice. Okay. And then just take some deep breaths there. Again, maybe your body wants to move. Feeling this new frequency that's full of blessings, full of protection, full of safety, full of sovereignty. You are so welcome. Thank you for accepting the invitation to be here with us and celebrate with us as we ascend together and talk about these various topics that can either be something that elevates us, like on the escalator, My God, this is great. I just got an image of like the topics we're talking about and the motivation for this podcast. It's like if you work with these topics and these energies in a good way, it's like stepping on the escalator and you just get to like go up. But if you're the inverse side of these topics and energies would be like you're trying to go up the escalator the wrong way and you're constantly fighting to go up, but you keep falling back down. So this, I feel like, is a perfect, this topic's going to be a perfect example with that. So just taking a deep breath into that idea and setting the intention that when we talk about things that might be a little tricky or triggering, it's the invitation to step on the escalator going in the direction that you want. So you might even see your feet being placed on the escalator that's moving in the direction that you want, that is taking your soul to your highest and best. Go ahead and breathe into that. You can set the intention for yourself. I want to move with these energies and these emotions in a way that sets me on my highest and best outcome, my highest and best timeline, where I can step onto this golden escalator, moving me into more love, into more clarity, and into more peace. Cool. So as you're ready, just move the body a little bit, enter back into the space. I really enjoy that this pretty fun visualization came through when we're talking about something that might be painful for people. I know it has been for me. So, yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for saying yes. Do you have anything you want to jump in with, Sarah?
Well, I want to pick up on something that you mentioned a little bit before we got started, before the grounding. And it was something that sparked something creative in me with, I mean, we've been speaking a lot about this in the previous episodes, that the energy is just picking up and it's the speed is going to pick up. And we're going to talk about that in the upcoming episodes because we're moving into a new quarter. So the year is going to change a little bit. But what's happening is also, so when we talk about ascension, I mean, we're talking about lifting higher or rising higher or moving with some sort of, it means some sort of increased speed or, you know, something's going to happen. And when we talk about that, it's connecting it to the field, to, because who we are is going to determine the level of ascension. So it's like harmonizing with whatever is moving us up, whatever is rising our energy, our vitality, our spirit, our frequency, everything. It's about, there's an energy that is increasing right now. And it's about aligning that energy, not kind of running and rushing and stepping on like a stair. It's not about doing more or racing. It's not us that races the tempo right now. It's the field that is happening something with. And the more we align ourselves with who we truly are and our essence, the more we will align with the ascension. So that's why it's so important to talk about these topics, such as jealousy and envy and not supporting each other or secretly not supporting each other or things like that. And having another intention, because that's not gonna, you know, you say it's not gonna fly, and in this, yeah, it's not gonna ascend. So that's why it's so important that we talk about all these imprints and programmings and things that is not taking us there. And they are imprints. They are, they usually, you say that a lot of the imprints comes before age 7, but I mean they go on our whole lives. But understanding that these are things that no one, we weren't trained to understand the impact that it has on other people. And you know, between women, these things start in school. It starts super early. I mean, that's my memory of school. That was just political dramas, and you know, it's so real. But somewhere along the line, we normalize that. And that is very unhealthy. And that's not what's gonna support us. So the energies that is picking up now, so the trajectory that you are on, and we've spoken about this so many times, the last, I mean, not only in this podcast, that wherever you are going, the speed is gonna pick up. And that's why it's so important to highlight these type of normalized behaviors. And there's a lot of other things that are not normalized that we do anyway, and still. And this is truly something that I'm waking up to, that the layers are much, much deeper than I could ever think. So then it becomes very practical.
It's almost like I was seeing, as you're saying, there's this, it's basically, there's an energy on offer, right? You're saying with this frequency is picking up, that you can get on kind of this energy and move forward. So you could see almost like stepping into a river or flow, a current that you're aligning with to move you forward, so you're not having to do all the work. And then the things like jealousy and the envy and the projections can be like little boulders or dams, or like there's a block here and you go in and like you pick that out, so now the energy can flow more freely.
Yeah, it's a frequency, a flow, and harmony sort of to align with.
So, with everything you just said, I want to put that in a framework of really understanding where this is coming from in that movement of ascension. Because this old paradigm that we've been coming from, that we've grew up in, that we've been trained in, I would even say, that we're now kind of realigning into a new frequency with this ascension journey that's on offer. There was a lot of jealousy, a lot of fear, a lot of projection, and like you said, it's so normalized. I mean, every thing that we're shown in Hollywood, every reality show, every dating thing, it's like, yeah, the jealousy, the envy, the projection, the drama, it's all totally part of it to such an extent that we don't even know what gathering together looks like without it. Which I think is why so many of us that are more sensitive, that are more kind-hearted, that might be drawn to this work can actually be really scared of community, because in the past it's been so rife with conflict and competition. Okay. So we're coming out of this, and the reality that we're wanting to build over here as we're stepping into this new frequency is one based on love, is one based on support, on clarity, on community, because we need community to rise, because we can't do it all by ourselves. So as we're stepping out of that paradigm, it's like, how do we do community a good way? Because it hasn't been in a good way, which is why so many of us have gone like the isolation route. And there's many parts to doing community in a good way, but one of them is this new dynamic that we really want to lift each other up. We want to see each other thrive. We want to see each other succeed at what they do. Because we're all needed in order to create the reality we want. Each one of our own unique gifts or skill sets or backgrounds is all needed to create a vibrant, healthy, thriving reality and world, whether that's on a micro level or a macro level. So we're moving from here to here, right? And we can't get into this new frequency where we're supporting and loving each other if we don't actually talk about and look at some of these things that keep us separate from that because they've been so normalized and experienced. So yeah, that's kind of the overarching view from my perspective that I feel like you spoke to almost with an entirely different language set, which is so interesting, the way that we kind of come and weave together.
Yeah, because the frequency that we are, that it's it feels like there's a shift. There's a shift going on the planet, in the field, in the atmosphere. It's in the consciousness. Something is happening, and if we want to align with the ascension energetics, then harmonizing with it is the only way, and figuring out, like, where am I creating separation in my life, with my people, with, as you said, the jealousy, and that it creates separation. It's no, I don't want, like, stepping. It's just putting us further apart, and it's about bringing in unity and looking at oneself. And I'm looking at myself very deeply at the moment to really, because where I come from, the country that I come from, we have a lot of very, very unhealthy imprints, especially in our language. So it's very deep rooted, and it keeps me from fully harmonizing with who I am, because the essence of who I am will always automatically harmonize with the universe, or, the everything, because everyone is the same. But the imprints and the programming and the traumas and the belief systems that I've been kind of collecting over the years, that keeps me separate, because that keeps me in something else, keeps me more in this 3D world. And the 3D world is not the harmonizing aspect of it. It's the soul and the essence and the field and the energy that is the harmonizing aspect. So it's like, if I do those things, if I do those actions, I am separating myself from everything. So yes, I'm causing harm on other people, but the person that I harm the most is myself, because it's my journey and I'm here to learn and grow and expand my consciousness. And when I invite myself into those activities, I am pulling that away, not only for myself, for the others, but understanding the impact.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I saw you took a breath there. Was that a
It was around understanding the impact. Yeah, because I know we wanted to discuss, like really discuss the details with clarity. Like, what are we talking about here, and what's the impact of that? Because it has been so normalized. And if we're looking at jealousy, competition, comparison. These are real models I feel like that we've all felt. So I really wanted to like feel it. I mean, not feel it, but we've all felt it, right? So really get a feel for what it is. Have you ever felt like people have wanted you not to succeed or not to win or not to do better?
Yeah, many times, a lot.
And I'm also asking that to the everyone listening. Think of these times. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about competition specifically, right? So competition would be if you do something good and well and succeed, then there's not space for me anymore to do good and do well and succeed. And that's not true. So one, we need to break through that program. Because I actually believe that as one of us succeeds and does well, we create an energetic pathway for others to then also succeed and do well and become more whatever professional or whatever the thing is. So it's actually quite the opposite, but we've been programmed with this idea that, you know, there can only be one winner. And like, yes, if you're running a race, like literally a track meet or something, there is one for gold. Right. But even then, the person who runs the fastest creates a new energetic pathway for the rest of the people to step up to. And that's been studied like so many. What they do that with the 4 minute mile or whatever. Yeah. So even in a literal competition where you are competing for first place, everyone moves forward when someone does that thing really, really well, because there's a new perspective for that. So
yes.
I wasn't planning on talking about that, but I like that it came through because we're kind of debunking these ideas, right? So if we're looking at competition, it's like, I want to hold you down. I want you not to do well so that there's space for me to do well. Mm-hmm. When the inverse is true. What's the inverse of that? I really want you to succeed and do well so that I'm inspired by what you do and I can learn and grow from that. Is there anything you want to bring up with competition that you felt?
Oh, I mean, the corporate is, I mean, the corporate energy is not healthy. There's an aspect in there that is just keeping on pushing. And, you know, you kind of, I just remember, because I'm looking so deeply at these habits now, and I can see where it comes from the years of agency work. And, you know, this, I have to get this project done. So you kind of do anything that you need to get the thing done, to get the project on time, to be on budget and all of that. And that creates an that I only focus on myself and my project. So it doesn't take in consideration everyone else's projects. And everyone was like that. You know, you collaborated a little bit, you know, you shared a little bit, but mostly it was, okay, I need to get my stuff done. And then we work in the same place. It's like, it's a deep program. It's a deep imprint. I have to get ahead. I have to get my stuff because otherwise I will get in trouble. So it's the lack, the insecurity, the safety, the, you know, taking care of oneself first. And that's not the energy that we are looking for. Or, and then it's very, not excused, but explained in a way that it's okay because that's the circumstances. But then there's humans working in those circumstances, and they get colored by that, because there's no, the body doesn't know, okay, now we stop working, so now we're gonna, you know, include everyone all of a sudden. You know, so there's so many perfectionism and just, I need to do more to be worth something. And I mean, this is a deep, deep, deep one.
When you were talking, I felt like it's almost like a disincentive to help each other. Which is interesting, right? Because we have mine, I'm working on this, it's got to be better than theirs. And I'm glad you brought that in, because my work experience has never really been like that. But I came from the environmental field and the recycling field. And so things were much more, I mean, you know, it had its own issues, right? But I didn't feel that element as much of the, like, we're almost working against each other in our projects to be the best at it.
Yeah, this was in advertising, and advertising is a little bit, it has a certain energy. I mean, there was a lady, she came from another type of, yeah, she hadn't been working in advertising, And then she didn't fight for the hours on her team because she was like, yeah, okay, you needed more. Okay, so you, okay, I give mine to you. And then she ended up being fired because her projects never came through. And then she, because she was kind and helping the others. And yeah, and that shows, you know, if you're a kind person, then yeah,
You're
you
going
know,
to get
that
punished.
was, yeah,
So, what
that was,
imprint does that create?
yeah. So, and I'm not saying this as an excuse or anything like that. I'm just saying it as a an example of how this can look so normalized in everyday life.
Yeah.
And I mean, this comes down to the safety and the survival and the sense of lack and the stress and the nervous system and all of that that we see so clearly around us right now, that there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, it's like
And
if I don't get mine, if I don't take care of me, like I'm gonna die. That's really kind of what it feels like. And we'll talk about the ways and what we need to come out of that paradigm. But we're really set up to feel that way. And there's a difference of like, because like inspiring competition is very different than like competition to take each other down. Or would we even use the word competition?
I mean, inspiring competition for me is a team that is working to the, together trying to accomplish something.
Yeah.
And then we can look at competition between, you know, having someone else to look at. But it, for me, it's more like you versus you kind of, that you kind of create the inspiration inside of the team instead of competing with someone else, unless you're actually, you know, competing in things. But in life, it doesn't really benefit, doesn't serve us. And I mean, I know a lot about that and how much it can, how much problems on an energetic level that it creates.
And I think the energy and the frequency, and this is where we'll probably start to transfer over into jealousy because it really plays. Because I come from a sports background, so I did do a lot of competing, and I don't think there was anything wrong with that. But what's your frequency with? Do you want someone else to not do well so that you can beat them? Or do you want someone else to do well so that you keep being pulled forward? But even that, there's so much programming and things that go on that you then have to really unwind to come out of competition if you were really in that world like I was.
I think it's all has to do with what energy you come from, and I mean, the more unresolved emotions and stress and belief systems and so on that we have, if we have that suppressed, then that's going to show up as these behaviors. So there's an accountability for the behavior and for whatever is unprocessed. And once we clear that and realize that harmonizing with each other is the way forward, then, I mean, competing in sports is something very different than being in the corporate, because there's something in sports and, you know, being very physical and really, there's something about maximizing your potential that is very healthy in the physical realm. But then I think humanity has probably taken that a little bit too far. Maybe.
I love the way you said that of maximizing your potential.
Because I mean, I want to maximize my potential, and I realize that the physical part is such a big thing, and that's something that I fully need to step into and explore. I mean, I used to exercise a lot, but I came from the absolute wrong source. I came from not being enough and being, you know, projecting being a bad person, and that, I mean, body image and all kinds of stuff, and humongous amounts of stress and guilt for past things that I'd done, and you know, all of these kind of sums up into some sort of, how to say, energy that is kind of that needs to be expressed. But since I didn't know how to release the emotions, I could only push myself and be better and be more and all of that. So, and that just cements everything further down.
Almost like a punishing exercise
Mm-hmm.
instead of an expansive potential exercise.
Yeah.
And I think when I look at competition, if we're talking about how to identify these things, like when the element of competition as a foundational resource, right? A foundational platform that people are moving from, when that's felt painful to me, has been when people don't want me to do better than them, because it somehow makes them feel bad about themselves. And this is where the jealousy starts to come through. And I think that's where we want to be careful. If we're looking at competition, like if someone else succeeds, if I see them do well, like what's my reaction? You know, am I happy for them and inspired to do something new? Or am I feeling bad about myself and now resentful that they're doing well?
Yep.
And then we want to pull in jealousy, because I think this one is super, super painful. And I think a little bit more clear than competition, because there's so many forms of competition. Jealousy is just pure negative energy, whether you're feeling it towards someone else or whether you're someone else that's receiving it. And it feels, I think one of the things we want to talk about is what it feels like to receive these energies, because we talk a lot about what it, like if you feel jealous, like let's say you feel jealous of your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, or you feel jealous of your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, right? Like it feels terrible to feel jealous. Like it is awful to feel that way. You're, because it's a complete lack emotion. You feel like you're not good enough. You know, you're comparing yourself and you're in competition. So that's when all three of these come together, right?
And you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
You're
and
doing the
so
wrong
then
thing
guilty.
Also. Yeah. You can't stop yourself because it's a deep insecurity. That's awful. Awful.
So it's a really horrible thing to feel. And we're going to talk about, okay, what's the other pathway when you do feel jealous? But we also wanted to discuss how horrible it feels to receive jealousy, because I don't think we talk about that as much. And it is incredibly painful and incredibly invalidating to all of the hard work you've done to get where you are, that when you do something or share something, or maybe you look better because you did whatever, you're taking better care of your body, or you took singing lessons and now you're singing, or you did your work on clearing your business blocks and now you're putting your business forward, or you, now you're stepping out, and like, you know, it took you so much grit and work to like get there, right? To be brave enough to step into whatever you're stepping into, and then to receive jealousy from people, from your friends that might be uncomfortable with your growth, or from strangers that might see you. I mean, jealousy is rampant in the online circles. And I felt it in the spiritual circles that I was at before. Like when I grew, when I shared my voice, I felt people like attack me and project on me, and then try to like be better than me and share something of theirs. And like, when like me sharing my voice had really just been me feeling like something beautiful came through me and wanting to share it with people. And like, it's so painful when something that you're sharing bringing forth from a place of purity is then projected on and attacked, and you're made to feel bad for it. It's a very, very painful frequency to receive jealousy. It's like stabbing knives, you know? And I wanted to bring that up, one, for like, and I'll turn it over to you. Like, have you felt jealous, but have you felt on the receiving end of jealousy before? So if you've been in the container, have you felt that? And what was the experience like?
I haven't. I mean, the biggest thing that I've experienced was like an in-person situation, in a work situation where we were involved with someone on a quite deep level, and it didn't work, and I was constantly, like undermined and things like that. And when I was confronting the person, I didn't really find a solution until finally. And then the person said, "I have to be honest, I don't want you to succeed. I don't want you to, I, because you are the leader and I am the leader. I want to be that. So, that's why I don't really want you to succeed." So she said, she admitted that. And that for me, then, for me, I was more happy that we kind of came to the conclusion than being, I mean, of course, but I had already felt it, so I didn't know that that was it, but then, yeah. And I've felt the jealousy to other persons too, like in the same situation, but years before. So I can see how I have projected that, and then I received it. So, yeah. So I've
And what
been
did it
on
feel
both
like
ends.
to have someone say, I mean, this the vocalizing it is super commendable because that's not the, so I'm not like going after that part. Like that's the great part when you can actually move forward and do something with it, right? But like the frequency of someone actually wanting you to not succeed because they wish they were doing that and successful at that. What does that feel like to receive?
I mean, that was awful, of course. But for me, it was so much what it opened up after that conversation, because once that was communicated, then okay, so now we have something to work with.
Yeah.
And that's when the energy kind of opens up. So, and I mean, I knew that this person had a lot of stuff to work on. So again, it's the imprints and the I mean, we all have to be accountable for what we do. And we also need to realize where do they come from.
Yeah, I think for me, when I felt this, it's kind of like when we talk about competition, jealousy, comparison, envy, they all start weaving together a bit because they're all like built on each other, right? So I don't want you to succeed. There's the jealousy, there's envy, there's competition, and there's comparison, and there's lack. And when all of those come together, which they often are living in your system together, I think it can be very painful to both feel and to receive. And I wanted to give the space for people to feel that if you've felt these things, like validating that it's deeply painful. And it's also then the motivation to not project it onto others. Because I felt what it's like to be in a community that doesn't actually celebrate when I win. And that doesn't feel good. That's very, very painful and sad and hurtful. And what we're wanting to build and what we are building is community that absolutely not only celebrates when you win, like that was my first goal, but like actually helps you win, right? And we're talking about winning in any form. Getting rid of that old habit or whatever it is. Like, so I have also felt jealousy and I've projected and I've done those things, especially in younger years, and I still notice it now. And part of what motivates me to never act that out or to try to limit that as much as possible is knowing what it's like to receive it. So I think it's nice to talk about, because if you've received this, you can feel this in your body now. How sad was that? How painful? How much betrayal did it feel like? Was it? I mean, there's so many layers. And then that can almost be fuel to go into this next part that we're going to talk about. Like, how can I alchemize these lower frequency emotions that I'm having so that I don't feel that towards myself, towards someone else, because I know how painful it is to receive that. And it's just not real. Like, no one just has this perfect life that everything is great and came easy to, that is like worthy or warranted of your projection and jealousy. Like, they don't really need to belong, but they're very much part of our reality. So it's good to talk about them and work with them.
Absolutely. I mean, the world is a tough place. Somewhere along the line, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I was taught that the world is a good place, and that the fairy tale ending and all of those things. But you know, that's children's stories. The world is a much more difficult place, and no one is, I mean, we have to, it's each to our own in that sense. So we kind of, to celebrate someone who makes it in this difficult place, you know, or bring someone down when they make it in this difficult place. Yeah. It's two very different things. Because it's not easy for anyone, you know? And it's much better to work together than separate. So the energy that is coming is much more unifying. And that's what we are talking about. And I'm learning that so deeply right now, that, you know, there's so many more levels to being a team player and to evolve and to be in unity and community than I ever imagined. So the ascension process and the awakening process is much, for me, I'm realizing it's way deeper than I ever thought. And these types of interactions between people, they cause so many entanglements and issues, both on an energy. I mean, maybe we're talking about this on an energetic level and very like fluffy, or, you know, but it has real physical implications. It does real damage on your body, and it keeps you from being your full potential. Big time. Like, big time. So I find it very interesting when you say, how did it feel when I received the jealousy? That didn't feel half as bad as when I felt the jealousy myself towards someone else. That's what's been heavy on me. Like, on a personal level, it's much more easy for me to understand someone who projects jealousy towards me. I don't take that at all as heavy as the fact that I've done something wrong to someone else with that, because the difference, the feeling inside of me is different. And you touched about something before we started, and that is that a lot of the darkness that is kind of hunting people a little bit is the fact that I believe that I'm a bad person. I did something wrong. So we are stuck in this loop that we're bad people. And that is a very, very, very important thing, because that really brings us down, because that's a narrative. And that's where the mind comes in. And if we have that projection from the mind, that causes the emotions in the body. So the mind is a very, very strong tool that is mostly, wrongly used because it's 90% negative and 90% repetitive. So we are creating this frequency inside of us, and that's where we talk to ourselves and say, oh, that person didn't do this, and that's bad. Then we start to create the jealousy and all of that. That's an energy that is created inside. So for me, that's way more than if someone does it to me. I'm realizing. And also when I'm looking back at when I've been jealous in a business setting or something, I can feel back like, wow, I really damaged myself by being jealous of that person. And then I realize that that projection that I put on me, I put on her.
The big thing.
Yeah, it really
And
is.
I know this is something we wanted to talk about, what happens when we feel jealousy ourselves. And it
Yeah.
is an awful feeling to
It
have.
really is. It really
Absolutely horrible.
is.
And you have the feeling of jealousy itself, which is if you're jealous, you're not feeling worthy and you're feeling lack and you're not feeling good enough. So there's like a deep pain underneath the jealousy that you're feeling. And then if you're at all reflective or self-reflective, you're feeling guilty that you're feeling jealous because like you said, and we know it's not a good thing. So then there's the I'm not a good person for because I feel jealous, which is that program that you were talking about in the beginning. And one of the things we want to talk about is what's the alternative to going through either judgment or projection when you're feeling jealousy. So, and I'll just say the thing in the beginning, it's an invitation to go in.
Yeah,
When
it's all, yeah.
when I've felt jealous in the past, and I mean, sometimes I didn't even have enough awareness to really go into it, right? Because we're younger and maybe not, we just were consumed in the like horrible feeling of jealousy. But every time I felt it later in life and I stop and I reflect and I journal, why am I feeling this way? This feels horrible. There's always some part of me, whether it's an inner child that feels left out again, or whether, there's someone that is doing what I want to do, but I'm not doing it or I'm not succeeding at it because of all my fears. And so, like, there's this deep longing that I'm not whatever teaching that yoga class or doing this, and then so I see someone else doing at it and succeeding at it, and I'm like, oh my God, there's this pain that it feels bad. They're all mirrors for something in me that wants to shift, either something that really wants a lot more love, to take better care of. I mean, jealousy is that someone else is doing something that we want, right?
Yeah.
So, we don't need to judge ourselves for feeling jealous because I think it's very programmed and we have a lot of experiences of lack and wounds that it's coming from. So the invitation is, I definitely don't want to hurt someone with my jealousy. I definitely don't want to project it out. It's what in me can I see? Can I love? Can I work with that jealous root is stemming from? So it's really shifting from the automated response of projecting, the automated response of like internally shaming and judging and guilting into more love and more self-responsibility and more accountability of like, what can I find within myself of where this jealousy is coming from?
Yeah, it's an internal work, 100%. And realizing that all the negativity starts in the mind. It's not real. It's an illusion. And we are playing along like it's, yeah, we're really buying the trick, if that's like we're falling for it. Because there's an internal dialogue inside that it's going on constantly, and that's something that that I will be working a lot with moving forward. So yeah, that's why we're stepping into practical spirituality. Me, Simba, and Eric, my brother, he's back, and we're going to start talking a lot about the practicalities of it, because I've been talking about this more on a conceptual level, but it's time to bring it in down to practical, because that's where it all happens. And that's also something that we're going to do moving forward. We're talking about creating the sisterhood, the
Yes.
sisterhood circle. So, yeah, you want to share a little bit?
Yeah. This is where we're going. This is the new energy. If we want to create spaces where we're operating from this new energy, and this is what this container is going to be. The sisterhood, where we can gather, I think it'll be monthly, and we can have what do you feel, Sarah? What are we doing in this sisterhood?
It's going to be a space for sisters to come together and talk about these things, and we're going to do different practices. We're going to have different topics. We're going to do different circle things, and we're going to create a space where women can come in and have these types of conversations, where we want to really evolve and support each other in this growing. But it's with equal amounts of accountability as it is nurturing. So it's both. It will be mirroring if one wants to. And it can be healing, and it can be all the things. But it's going to be a space where you and I will create together and invite women once a month. And we will call it the Sisterhood Circle. We will start in May. And it will be rooted into the practical aspects of this. We don't only want to keep it on a conceptual level. So we want to really come in and do something together.
Absolutely. Thrive and grow together.
Yep, rise together.
Love, rise together. Which is, I mean, it's really what motivated me when I saw your post was like, because if we've talked about these things, right? Okay, here's where the jealousy comes from. Here's what it's like to receive it. Here's what it's like to feel it. What's the alternative? What's the new world that we're creating? Is that we're all supporting each other. We're all lifting each other up. We're not in competition anymore because we know that we're actually all on the same team. Like, we're all on team love, and I feel that there is so much that needs and wants to be done and wants to happen to create a world that we're happy in. And we need each other. We need each other to be winning. We need each other to be succeeding. And that's where this old paradigm of the jealousy and the competitions has, it's got to crumble. In order to do that, we have to look at it within ourselves. And then come together in community that is willing to not engage in those practices, to not engage in the jealousy and the comparison, to thrive together, to win together, to lift each other up, to be honest, to be clear, all of these things. And that's all of what's going to be a part of the sisterhood. So I'm really excited to get that going.
Yeah, because supporting each other is not blowing, smoke mirrors, or, blowing up smoke, creating, what do you call it? Smoke shows, or, illusions. So it's about being very, very clear and also telling it like it is, like, okay, I have this situation, and then not only being mirrored in, oh, poor you, or, like, not enabling any victim, or like, okay, I see your situation, and maybe there's a level of accountability missing here. Maybe there's a, like, talking about a situation in a more sober way. It's and really supporting people with that, and each other, and yeah. Keeping it very clear.
Amen.
Yeah, I think it would
I
be
mean,
great.
This is how we grow.
Yeah.
It's like we need the validation, we need the love, we need the support, we need the nurturing. We also need the clear discernment and empowerment of like, this is how we get out.
Yeah.
You're gonna get out by taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cleaning up the things that we've done and working through that. Yeah. All
Sweet.
right. It feels like I didn't even take the time, so it feels like it's longer than usual.
Yeah, I have no idea how we are on time.
I just realized, like, whoops. Okay, everyone, stay tuned for the Sisterhood Circle with me and Liz coming out in May, and also Spiritual Practicality. Practical spirituality. I mean, spiritual practicality. Practical spirituality with me, Eric, and Simba. That's going to be the new energy coming from Living with the Spirit. So that's going to be super exciting. We have the first call on May 7th. So stay tuned in our social medias and newsletters and things to find out about that more. It's going to be about the mind, about the body, about the connection, and practical, practical, practical. And Eric is now head coach of Living with the Spirit. So he's going to come in with a brand new energy, and that's going to be awesome. So if you're looking for new vibes and new energies and something to kind of hold on to and rise a little bit, then that's it. And then, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Yes. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.